brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting installment of the V
A
R show with your host that does the most. The one that's good at making toast.
Yeah.
The one, the only DJ Stones.
And with him is the man who is the goat of puns. The man whose finishing move stands. The one, the only DJ Sticks. I had a lot more puns there, but I thought, you know what, let me just...
We want to get on with
know,
the show.
Because I'm not Rapunzel, you know what I mean?
Okay, with that, we are ending the show. There's no point on having a show. I want to go to my house.
Okay, cool.
Guys, please pray for me.
Oh my gosh. No. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm you know, I'm not sure how to feel about the FIFA Club World Cup that we currently watch.
Oh yeah.
You know? So it's like mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions.
Yes.
No, I feel you on that, you know. It's quite an interesting one because I think was it the Chelsea versus Los Angeles.
Yes.
LAFC or not LAFC. Yeah, LAFC, right? Yeah.
LAFC, yes.
Not the other one. I know there's two of them.
And
they were in the, what is it called? The Mercedes Arena.
Yes.
And there was, just a couple of open seats. You know, I liked how the one channel I was watching, how the announcer kind of spoke about it. He's like, and as we're about to go, you know, in the stadium's name, with a, I think it's a 70,000 capacity, and only a couple of open seats, you know, just a couple, and then they show the shot. I'm like, that is not a.
That
couple.
Is more than a couple, but
that
but,
is
but
more than a couple.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
Look, I do believe as we get to the knockout stages and stuff, games are gonna fall.
Yeah.
It's like UEFA. Well, it's almost like it's like if UEFA Champions League didn't happen in Europe.
Yes.
Or if UEFA all happened in one country. The UEFA Champions League all happened in one country.
That's how.
That country was England, where you have to get visas and what to go.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the only
and
thing.
You couldn't go there and go back home and then go back in again.
Had to stay there. Basically, if it was difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to get. Because if you look at viewership in terms of UEFA games.
Yes.
The knockout stages don't bring in as much viewership as your knockout stages.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they kind of went into a league format instead of keeping it as group stages. Because some groups were already kind of like decided by after two games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some groups were decided during the group draw.
Somewhere.
Hey, you just see Bayern Munich in the group. Like, oh look at now, Bayern Munich has what? Auckland City and...
Oh, my God.
Who's in that group? It's Auckland City. I think it's Boca Juniors and Benfica.
And just to give you the quality difference, because maybe you're thinking, I mean, Auckland City, you know, won their, you know, their Continental Cup. They can surely do something. Auckland City lost not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, but 10-0.
Yep.
To Bayern Munich.
Yep.
They lost 10-0. At that point, you like, even your club president is like, should we still continue?
No, but look, let's give them some let's cut them some slack.
Oh, gosh.
When I watched the game, I was finished, and then I found out that they're actually an amateur football club.
Are they?
Yeah.
So now, how did they?
I mean, they are that's the whole story. Because, you know, like you said, they won. I think, believe it's their con. Yeah, they represent one of the representatives of Oceania or from the or New Zealand.
Yes.
And they have the captain of the club is a sales manager or sales representative for a supermarket. The goalkeeper was speaking about the fact that he took his annual leave plus unpaid leave to play at that World Cup.
Damn.
Because think about it. If you, tomorrow, Sundowns calls you up and says, a player is injured, we want you to be our striker for our next game against Dortmund.
I won't say no.
You won't say no?
I won't say I know someone better.
Yeah, no.
I am the best.
I'm the best. I might miss 6 shots, but hey, if one gets saved, then I know I'm the best.
I'll probably get signed by, you know, a club. Yeah. You know?
And, you know, I think, and you know, this is kind of now, while watching some of the games this weekend, like I watched, you know, the third best team in South Africa, Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they're currently battling to be the second best in South Africa next to Kaizer Chiefs. But we all know who the best is. It's Orlando Pirates. Okay. You know? I think, you know, Sundowns' full name is Mamelodi Sundowns. And if you know, they don't play in Mamelodi anymore. Orlando Pirates still plays in Orlando, Soweto.
Okay.
Just saying. Kaizer Chiefs don't play in Kaizer Soweto. I'm joking.
I don't know the significance of this.
No, and I just felt like I needed to say, I felt like somebody in the room right now needed to hear that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who, you know,
someone in the midst,
yes. You know, somebody listening to this. Yes. But anyway, I lost my point totally having too much time. So I was watching some of the games, like bits and pieces of the games and stuff. And, you know, it made me also realize the amount of international exposure some of these players are going to get that they might have not gotten.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to be great as well. Because out of this, like I look at that Auckland City side, you know, out of this, you never know. Somebody might get a permanent football role after that, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't have to play the sport that they love as amateurs and have to subsidize it with other work, but they can become full-time football players.
And do what they love.
And do what they love. Yes. Not saying it will happen, but it's an opportunity. And, you know, and I think I do badmouth the World Cup a lot, and I will continue. But I will give it flowers where I see flowers. And it's going to bring a lot of more teams out into the global, you know, the global sphere. They're going to see, like, you know, certain players are going to shine more. Like, if Sundowns have a run of their life and make it to, like, the semifinals, people will know, you know, the different players' names. I will know Sundown players' names.
Let's go.
They play in my local league and I don't know most of them.
Oh, man. Let's not even talk about that one. That one is just sad.
That one is really sad.
Said.
And like, look, even looking at them playing, and you know, I didn't watch the game live because it was at midnight, and for the life of me, I'm not going to watch Sundowns play at midnight. Like, I'm like, not doing that.
What reward is there?
What reward? Even, you know. No. But I did watch. I did like rewatch. See, it.
If the Sundowns versus Bayern Munich, you know, there's like more incentive because when I watch Sundowns get destroyed.
You know, Sundowns once beat a small team 24-0.
Yes.
So, you know, seeing how close Bayern can get to that number would be amusing.
Yes. I would stay up for that.
I'm joking. I would still support Sundowns. You know what's my thesis? My thesis in these things is that I will support the team, right, that represents where I'm from, even though they're my rivals.
Okay.
So, when it comes to Man City versus Bayern Munich, I'm more likely to support Man City than Bayern because of, I believe that, you know, like, you know, England.
Yeah.
You know, for those who watch rugby, it was the URC finals and it was Leicester versus the Bulls. Now, I recently got into rugby and the team of my choice was the Lions because of the people around me.
Yeah.
But I supported the Bulls as they got thrashed.
was it about the 34-7 or something crazy like
wasn't,
that?
It wasn't fun. Oh, wasn't fun.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was watching this. I supported, you know, Sundowns. I was like, you know, I wanted Sundowns to win. If it's up to me, I'd like Sundowns to go far because it puts, you know, PSL out there.
Yeah,
it
true.
It puts true, CAF true. Out there.
Yeah.
And it was very good to know that right now, South Africa, the South African side
yes.
is better than the Japanese side. I believe they're Japanese.
Yes.
K-League is Korean.
Korean, they are Korean.
We better than the Koreans.
Yes.
Yeah.
They might have a better filming industry, but it's fine.
It's fine.
They have better football.
Because not only did we win 1-0, and look, it could have been easily 2 or 3. I think one of the goals were offside.
Mm.
We need to really watch our runs. We need to remember there's VAR now.
Yeah,
this is not PSL.
They
will check.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to go. That tastes like.
We feel like,
you know. And, you know, in a group with Dortmund, Flamengo, and this K-League side.
Oh, my gosh.
Mamelodi Sundowns is first on the group.
Please say that again.
We are first.
Okay.
On the group.
Okay.
Probably for like 1 week. Now, it's like I said, I'll support them because they're the CAF representative.
Oh, yes.
They're the South African representative. Yes. When they leave, I mean, it's free form. I'm just watching to watch now. There's no support.
Wait. Who else is there? The K people?
Fluminense. So it's Ulsan.
Yes.
Fluminense and Dortmund.
Oh, Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can. How many teams go to? Two.
I believe two.
Yeah, we can do something.
Yeah, they don't know.
3 points is crucial. Every point counts in this thing, eh?
They don't know.
We just have to win our next game.
Hmm? They don't know Mukwena.
They don't know
Mukwena. Almost scored a banger of a free kick in that match.
They don't know.
That guy has mastered free kicks.
And then plus, Sundowns has a Brazilian.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, the Olivia Salles.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Okay, they might have two Brazilians.
They also have
Lucas Ribeiro.
Ribeiro Costa.
Yes. So he will show them.
Zwane is back.
He's taking me back to like 2010.
No, he is back.
That's how they used to like say the names.
Oh.
Temba Zwane.
Ronald Williams, the man who saved 4 penalties.
Who's ever saved? Who do you know that saved 4 penalties
in a penalty? They're going to know.
Part of 5, they must know.
And look, also watching this game, we did well. You know, in the eye test, watching the football we played was much better.
Yeah,
we obviously scored more goals, and now on paper we also looked better. You know, with 14 shots, 2 on target against their 9 shots, 3 on target, 68% possession.
Yeah.
Against their 32% possession. We had 716 passes with a 92% pass accuracy.
Cool.
Meaning out of that 716, probably 680 to 690 something.
Damn.
Passes connected.
Passer stats. City stats.
They are playing tiki-taka against this team.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Dortmund actually? What's Dortmund? We're not scared of Dortmund now. They don't know Kasi football.
No.
They don't know. We're going to make them know. We'll make sure.
They will know.
They will know our names.
They will know. But yeah, I think with this Club World Cup thing, we're going to likely see the teams that we expect.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be an all-European finals,
Oh my gosh. You see PSG thrashing Atletico.
Well, you know, on paper, it looked like a thrashing. But when you watch the game, you know, you start realizing they got an early red. They got a red card, number one.
Okay.
And number two, PSG is coming off of a high. They're coming off of a crazy high.
Yeah, but normally that, you know what I'm saying? Like that high normally ends, you know?
Yeah.
But they're not looking like they're going to stop.
Because what is it? At the 78th minute, Langlek got a red card. 87th minute, Sani Mailulu. Hopefully I didn't butcher your name. I probably butchered your name. I apologize. Scored a goal. And in the 90th minute, there was a penalty which was backed by Lee Khan in.
Oh, okay, cool. So it was basically 2-0 for the...
For the majority of the game. Atletico held well.
That's sort of neck on neck.
Like, the game that shocked me, and also I think more on the eye test than anything as well, probably on paper, they got dominated. Yep, they got dominated. Was LAFC versus Chelsea. I expected another thrashing day. And the fact that it was 2 goals either shows that Chelsea has a problem or LAFC is just really good. Like, they can hold their own and they're going to hold their own in this tournament. Do I think they're going to come out of their group? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a group with Chelsea and Flamengo.
Yeah, they might not come out alive. I personally don't think Flamengo is very forgiving.
No. I don't think so as well. And I think we also got to see it with the next team I want to speak about, which is Boca Junior.
Let's go.
Le Boca.
Let's go.
And, you know, it isn't a Boca Junior game. You know, it isn't a very competitive Boca Junior game.
Yeah.
If there isn't red cards,
let's go.
You want
passion.
Passion.
Boca!
You know, it's a fight. You coming to play a football game, they coming for war.
Yes.
In this game, there was 3 red cards dished out.
To what team? Damn.
2 to Boca Junior.
Oh,
1 to Benfica.
What?
And you know, it just makes sense. These two teams are both hot-headed teams.
Yeah.
Like, even on normal. So, just like watching them play each other was quite fun.
Benfica is very stubborn.
Benfica is very stubborn.
And I think a lot.
One of the red cards, I think it might have been the last red card or the first red card, was so stupid. I watched that and I'm like, you can't be serious. Like, I think it was on the byline and the guy just kicked the other guy. The guy dribbled him or something, but like just kicked him. And then you see the referee come straight red.
Straight red. Yeah, I think Boca Juniors, you know, is taking this tournament seriously, you know.
Yeah.
And they're coming in with that heart.
Yeah.
Hopefully the 2 red cards don't affect the next game.
We hope so.
Really, really, really.
Then Palmeiras having a 0-0 draw with Porto. Shop. And you know what this allows us to do? It really allows us to, you know, the different confederations, to kind of gauge them. So I've kind of gauged that South America is at the level of the Portuguese league.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
They're at like a Sporting's level.
Yeah, sort of on the same level. Yeah. Maybe slightly lower, but yeah.
Look, they drew with them on both occasions.
Yeah, both games.
Yep.
Which means it could have gone either way.
So and technically, right?
Mm-hmm. If it's like that.
If. Oh yeah, and then they draw also with Dortmund. So if Boca Junior draws with Bayern Munich, that means it shows that Dortmund is also on a Portuguese league level. But anyway, but then if we beat Flamengo, it shows that South African football is the best football in the world.
In the world. Okay, I don't know. I don't know about the world. I think we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah? No. We're gonna win the whole thing.
Okay.
Sundowns is winning the whole thing.
I don't know what PSG has to say about that one.
And then after they win it, we're gonna say we sent you guys our 3rd best team.
Woo!
Imagine if we sent our best.
Imagine if we sent Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. Imagine if we sent Pirates. And for me, the best game this week was Al Ahly versus Inter Miami. Because no one won.
Man.
I was so happy. Let me explain why, right?
Why?
Inter Miami won,
yes,
we were not going to hear the end of it. It would have been the Messi show.
What?
Messi's ready to run this World Cup.
What?
Or another silverware for Messi pending. Messi for Ballon d'Or.
For Ballon d'Or?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Guys, no.
And I just want Al Ahly to win things because like I feel like if there's one... Yeah, rival.
They have caused
any, to all have, PSL teams.
They have caused so much harm in our hearts, bro. Like they must never succeed.
I remember because I started getting into like local football like in the past 2, 3, 4 years ish. So I started watching and then I stopped watching because like our local football got very bad, and then it started picking up again in quality and stuff.
Yeah,
not the best, but it's better than what it was a couple of years prior. Mm-hmm. And I started watching more CAF. And I remember watching the first game I watched with Al Ahly, and I immediately disliked them.
Like, there's something with this team.
You know, Egyptian football, I don't say this to be sound mean or bad or discriminative. For people who don't watch African football, the closest thing I can explain to Egyptian football.
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid.
Atletico Madrid.
They are all Atletico Madrid. They will waste your time.
Yes.
They will injure you.
Let me tell you.
They will fight you.
Egyptian fans literally carry lasers so that they can blind the other team. So that they can blind the opposition. I promise you, any set piece, bro, you just see like lights flooding this player's face and you can't see.
You know, like I said, I would support teams from my region. I will not support Al Ahly. I cannot you know? Support them.
So that, how could you not support Messi then? Come on.
Because I didn't want to be hearing the whole thing the entire week, guys. Like, we understand the guy plays well, but trust me, Inter Miami is not that great of a team.
You know what? I only have one thing to say. We will see. We will see. And
what are we seeing?
We will see Inter Miami going far.
Their next game is Porto.
Yeah, we will see.
If they couldn't beat Al Ahly, what do you makes you think they're gonna beat Porto?
They're gonna beat Porto. Out of, you know, if Sporting was here, then maybe, you know.
Guys, are we forgetting? It's Inter Miami, guys.
It's fine. Trust.
It's like me saying that the Seattle Sounders are going to beat PSG.
No.
Tell me to trust.
The gap is not that big.
Tell me to.
We are talking about the team.
So you're telling me that Inter Miami is close to Porto level?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
See, this is why I didn't want them to beat Al Ahly.
Simply because.
Can you see why I didn't want them to beat Al Ahly?
No, they have about five, you know, former elite players. You know what I mean?
Keyword.
They have five elite players.
Keyword.
So they can do something crazy. I believe in them. And
the crazy thing they're going to do is get beaten 4-0.
We will see how it goes down. You know, but I have some, you know, because while the FIFA Club World Cup is happening, there's some transfers that are taking place underground. Yeah. Underground. So I have some good stuff here. So remember there was a midfielder called Gattuso.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What happened to him?
He is now the head coach of Italy.
Oh.
And his aim is Project World Cup 2026.
Didn't they not qualify?
That is, I don't know.
How is he gonna get to?
Italy is always fighting.
I
don't know. They're always fighting to qualify to the World Cup. And then they win like the Euro, but don't qualify.
They don't qualify.
Like, it's the funniest thing ever.
It doesn't make sense.
So he will be there, and you know, it's going to be crazy to see. And then also Monaco has offered both Ansu Fati, right? And Paul Pogba deals.
Oh, hell yeah.
So obviously Ansu Fati will be a loan, you know, because Ansu Fati doesn't want to leave Barcelona, and Barcelona doesn't want to sell him somehow. Yeah, so that's going to be a loan deal.
Yeah.
And then Paul Pogba has been offered a 2-year contract at Monaco. Monaco is confident, but the green light has to come from Paul Pogba himself.
And I think that's a good signing for him.
Yeah,
because it's still back in France. I think it's still pretty high quality football in terms of, you know, you're playing in the French league.
Yeah, Monaco, I mean, come on, right?
Yeah, and I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think Monaco is also building like a new project type thing, because I've been seeing like a lot of players, you know.
Look, I've been watching Monaco and what's this team called? Olympique Marseille.
Yes.
And they look like they're building to be competitive next season.
Cool.
I know Olympique Marseille just signed Angel Gomez.
He's
been doing very well this past season.
Yeah. It's looking very, 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 very good. One interesting one. Atletico Madrid's top target at left back is Andy Robertson. So obviously, Liverpool signed that new left back, Milos Kerkes, to join the club. But then they still say that they value Andy Robertson. So it's going to be interesting to see if Robertson does the move or not. I think he will, personally, just to get like a new challenge.
It's going to be quite interesting, though, you know. Does he fit Atleti? Is he...
Yeah, I should fit.
Is he evil enough for Atleti?
He's a good guy.
Exactly.
He's a good guy, but, you know, Simeone can turn them. Simeone can turn them, so we will see.
So Leeds also brought in a player.
Yes.
Xhaka.
Hectic.
Xhaka Biol. I believe that's what they say. From Udinese for 22 more.
Oh, wait, Leeds is back in the Prem.
Leeds is back in the Prem.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay.
So and he's a centre-back. So he's the centre-back from Udinese.
22 mil.
Yeah, 26 years old.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty solid.
22 mil is not bad.
Not bad at all. And obviously, they're needing to now build, getting into, because they want to stay. They want to stay
in the league this time. It's not a drive-by.
Yeah. And officially... Johan Garcia confirms leaving Espanyol to join FC Barca.
Barcelona. Barca.
We go for 25 more.
As a goalkeeper, yes.
As a goalkeeper.
Yeah, Barca's definitely looking strong. I know also Vosnek Chesney signed another year with the club. I don't think he'll play as much. I think Flick will rather prefer to start Garcia over him.
But he's a good second keeper to have.
No, he is. He is. So Barca is looking key. And also, I did see one thing where their top priority right now is Nico Williams.
Yeah.
And Nico Williams' top priority is Barcelona.
Because he wants to now win trophies.
You know, and also to play with Lamine Yamal.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't guess who Florentina just signed.
I would guess, but I might be wrong. Dzeko.
Ian Dzeko.
I was like, wait, what?
Like, that was one of the most, signings I've ever had. Like, I'm like, oh, this Bruce still plays.
Yeah.
39.
I mean, they got him back from Turkey. Like, he was almost gone. You know what I mean?
That is crazy.
Almost disappeared in the sunset. But they're like, no, come back one more season. You know, I think he'll be good from an experience point of view. And Florentina is a really, they are a team to like fight against any other team. So
yep,
I think it's gonna be good for him. He'll face Inter Milan again. You know, old clubs, and hopefully he still knows how to do it. I think he does.
But it's gonna be an interesting one as we continue going through. Lastly, I can't believe we haven't spoken about this. We need to close.
What did we miss? We need to close with this. Yeah. Okay.
The fixtures for the 2025-2026 EPL is out.
Yeah. I feel like, guys, we are waiting for this. This is like only the third week of June.
15th of August, we're back with Liverpool versus Bournemouth.
Ooh.
Could be either a banger or a thrashing, depending on how Bournemouth's transfer season goes, because they're losing so many players.
Yep.
Then we have Newcastle and Aston Villa.
Tough.
We're starting off where we ended.
But they left. Didn't Rashford go and Asensio go?
Hey, there's still a long transfer window.
Okay, there is.
We have Brighton, Fulham. Ooh. We have Sunderland. So weird seeing Sunderland in the Premier League again.
It's crazy.
Sunderland, West Ham.
Whoa.
Tottenham, Burnley.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Forest and Brentford. I'll end off with this one. Chelsea Palace, a London derby already.
Let's go, Crystal Palace.
Leeds Everton.
Okay.
City away.
Where?
Wolves.
Oh no, Wolves. Oh,
Man United home to Arsenal.
Damn.
Woo. City's second week is against Tottenham. United away to Fulham.
Okay, wow.
City's third week is Brighton. Damn.
What's going on? Is that a setup or what?
Arsenal's second week is against Leeds. Arsenal's third week is against Liverpool.
Let's go.
United at least has Burnley.
Season three.
Then on the fourth week, because they really love us.
Yes.
Guess what match is happening on the fourth match day of the Premier League?
For Manchester United.
Yeah.
Sunderland.
Man United.
Yes.
Okay, let me make it easier for you. Guess what team Man City is playing?
Man United! Fourth week in,
you're getting a Manchester derby on the 13th of September.
I have some news for you. And it's a player of mine that has released a public statement.
Yeah.
Ryan Turkey, right? Says that he is going to kill Man United. Because... You guys knocked out Leon and he's a lioness. So he's going to kill you guys.
Come on.
Okay. He's saying come. It's fine.
If we have a good striker, then come on.
Arsenal is getting close with the Gyökeres deal.
Benjamin Sesko as well.
Yeah. So I think both of y'all will get one. Either or.
Yep. But I really want the Mbomo deal more. Right now, until we like,
because he wants to play.
He wants to play. A and number two, we need more creative players in the front.
He is creative.
He is creative. Yeah.
If you can get him and like a dead or like a dead striker, like
Sesko or something, Sesko or Gyökeres will be flipping amazing. Because you have Bruno, you have
Gyökeres is good because of the coach.
Yeah.
Emerim knows how to use him. So if he comes,
there's also that guy from Eintracht Frankfurt, the striker from Eintracht Frankfurt.
No, guys, no, leave Frankfurt alone. We just took Mamouche.
And he's very, very good, apparently. But we'll speak more about him next week, as there's nothing yet concrete coming out.
It's too much to cover. There's too much to cover.
Too much to cover. Not enough time.
But we will be back.
But like he says, if you want to be creative, guess what you need to do?
What do you need to do?
Tune back here. Mm-hmm. Same time, same place next week, because we signing out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.